Welcome back, adventurer. It's a little slower than it was last time you were in here. Don't worry. Sometimes that could be a good thing. But where were we? Oh, yes. The road winds forward. But not every wheel turns cleanly. Not every step may find its purchase. Last time, we rode the path of focused will and iron discipline. But tonight... tonight, the reins have slipped. The sky is cloudy. The beasts rear. And the chariot falters. Because tonight, we meet the chariot reversed. Even the strongest steeds struggle when the driver forgets why they ride. You see, years ago, in the salt-cracked plains beyond Embergrass, I met a warrior without a war. She wore the crested armor of a royal vanguard, although no banner claimed her now. Her chariot was sun-bleached, worn from the desert winds, and still, every morning, she harnessed her steeds and rode across the wastes. Where are you riding to? I asked. To victory, she replied, not even looking at me. Victory over what? She didn't answer. I followed her. Rode with her. Days passed, and I shared her fire. I shared her silence. Her endless loops across a land with no enemy. Finally, one twilight, she collapsed. She collapsed beside the wheels of her own chariot. Dust covered her breastplate. Her horses barely moved. And I could see through her helmet that her eyes were glistening with tears. I lost the war years ago, but I don't even know who I am if I'm not fighting. We sat and we talked. We shared more words that night than we did the entire few days that we were together. The next morning, she took off her armor and she took her swords and she buried them all in the dunes next to where we camped. It wasn't a defeat. You see, in the night that we spoke, she came to realize that even though the fight was over, her life was just beginning. The chariot reversed signals a misdirection, a loss of control, and an internal conflict. Where the upright chariot represents triumph through discipline, this card asks, what happens when force alone is no longer enough? It may reflect a scattered will, too many goals, too many voices, with no clear direction. You may feel stuck, like your wheels are spinning in the mud, and there's no way it can carry you forward. You see, there is danger in over-control. Gripping the reins too tightly can break the spirit even of the strongest steed. Sometimes the chariot reversed suggests the need to stop pushing, to step down, to reassess, and to ask, why am I doing this? Who is driving, and where do they really want to go? Sometimes the chariot reversed is a signal to slow down because you're moving too fast. You're missing the road signs that are trying to help you reach your goal. And if you don't pay attention to those road signs, you may see the edge of the cliff a little too late. In readings, this card often flags a lack of motivation. It could also flag poor planning, or maybe even obstacles that won't be overcome by sheer effort. It may show where pride or stubbornness is keeping you locked in a path that no longer serves you, or where external forces are scattering your focus and breaking your stride. This is not a call to give up, but to redirect, to find the clarity that you need before continuing. And it also calls for balance. Balance between the head and the heart, between ambition and compassion, between movement and stillness. Are you charging forward, or are you running away? I've had my share of journeys where I didn't know what I was chasing, only that I had to chase something. But the hardest truth the chariot ever taught me was this: speed is not progress. Motion without purpose is just exhaustion with flair. When the chariot is reversed, it's asking you to loosen your grip. Reclaim the part of yourself that isn't just a passenger or a driver, but the one who chooses the road. You can always unhook the harness. You can always walk beside the beast and listen to what they need. They might even take you somewhere better than you could have ever imagined. Sometimes it's just good to slow down, isn't it, adventurer? To take time and relax and reassess why you're moving forward. Well, next time, adventurer, we're going to enter a different kind of strength. Not the strength of a roar, but the strength of a quiet hand. The gentle eye. The lion tamed not with a sword, but with grace. Next time, adventurer, we visit the card of strength.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffle, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.